You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
I've got half of the Dropkicks. I've got George.
Hi.
And Sharav.
Hey, hey.
And they are here to talk about their new album, Better Land, and the tour that comes along with it. Just to throw it out at the start, they are playing at the Crown this Saturday alongside Sam Charlesworth and Purple Dock. Tell me about that gig that's coming up.
Yeah, so this will be the last stop on our Better Land album release tour. And it's going to be with our friends Purple Dog, and unfortunately Sam can't make it anymore, but we've got the legendary
from me.
We've got the legendary Dibs filling in instead, which is very exciting. Mario's new project, so if anyone knows Caribou, it'll be
it's pretty much Caribou, isn't it? Minus
Ben, but the songs are a bit different vibe. Should be really sick.
I actually didn't know about Dibs. So what is the different vibe? New still kind of surf rock, still kind of, but a bit more grungy.
Yeah, I think sort of that grungy alt rock sort of stuff. We actually haven't. I've heard some recordings, but I haven't actually caught them live yet. So that will be a nice surprise for us as well, I think.
So other stops you went on the tour, there was Auckland, Christchurch and Wellington, hitting the big three, ending in the metropolis of Otepote, Dunedin. Where did you play in Auckland when you went?
We played at Neck of the Woods, which is like, it was a really sick venue, and like, it's where like mine and George is like one of our favourite bands, Bar Italia, have played. So to like talk to the venue manager and be like, what do they order for like food and stuff, you know, it was like pretty fun. They're like, yeah, they had like, they wanted tahini, like organic tahini, so like the dude had to run all over the place to find organic tahini for them, but which was, so it was a, we didn't have anything quite as interesting.
No
we did not ask like, for tahini, did we?
We just had some Red Bulls and water, but it was a really cool venue.
Love it. And yeah, what were the vibes? Was it many familiar, I guess not many familiar faces for you playing over?
We had some friends from who like we knew in Auckland come through, and that was so nice.
Yeah.
But it, like, we had a really good crowd turnout.
Yeah.
Because you never know what doors are going to be like, how many people want to come through in doors, but like plenty of people came through in doors, so it was pretty amazing to see it like fill up real nice.
Nice. Is it kind of odd, like just starting out in Carrington College in Dunedin and ending up like doing like a national tour? Is that, I don't know, how does that feel?
It's pretty special. I actually, on the plane on the way back from Auckland, Shrav actually turned to me and said, you know, I doubt either of us would have thought when we met almost 3-4 years ago now that we'd, being in a band would get us up to Auckland to do a gig. And I was like, that is so true. I don't think either of us little freshers would have possibly thought that was going to happen, but it's pretty special that it has. So
yeah,
it's been a really nice sort of progression, I guess, to get to this point.
Definitely. And with the new album, where was that recorded?
It was recorded with Sam Charlesworth.
Yeah.
Literally in his bedroom, but he makes his own mics, and he's really passionate about the recording process. So we spent a long time recording each instrument because we wanted it to be at a high level.
Yeah.
But obviously couldn't break the bank being students, you know. We got to afford our groceries too, so yeah, had to meet in the middle for that.
Yeah, is that because the other option is you've done a bit of recording at Sublime before too?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's a beautiful studio as well. Sort of quite different end of the spectrum. It's a beautiful purpose-built space up in the Waitaki Valley, and Steve and Tom up there are absolute legends as well. But for this album, yeah, we thought we'd keep it fairly local, and our good friend Sam was happy to help us.
And if we did it local, we could like spend as much time as we wanted on it and not have to rush it in sort of like a deadline sort of way.
Definitely. What is some of your favourite songs in the album?
I definitely reckon for me it's got to be the title track, Better Land. For me, that, I mean, from the second Jeremy came up with the riff, and the second I heard it, I was like, that's a pretty killer riff, man. Yeah. And I think it really kind of captures the sort of optimism and like joy that I think we were kind of wanting to convey with the general mood of the album. And I just have a soft spot for title tracks in general on a lot of my favourite albums. I just think the title track's such a special kind of entity as a song, and I think it's pretty... I was really stoked that the title track off our album was that one, eh?
Yeah, I definitely find it Greetings and Salutations. It's just the perfect way to kick it off, and I said this to one of you before, but I was listening to it, didn't know it was you, and it just was the perfect beat to walk between lectures in on a gloomy day, like, and it just perfectly fits the Dunedin, like, I'm air quoting the new Dunedin sound, like, almost.
Thank you so much.
That's so kind.
And it's also fun having it kind of lead into the second track too, of course. Which it just feels just like some good production value coming in.
Yeah,
Charlesworth is paying off.
Yeah,
definitely. Was there anything you had brought in today?
Actually, now that you mention it, we've actually come with not one but two copies of Betterland on various physical media. We've got one copy of Betterland on CD and one copy of it on tape, which we'd love to gift to Radio 1 if you guys would like.
Well, I... Sad it's not to me, but I wish I could take it for my own. But I think it's gonna have a great place. It's fun. I do like to play. We've got a CD player back there, so it's good to play these kind of things for the show. And just keep it on record. Like it's sweet.
Fantastic. Yeah. And on that note, we would also like to announce a special giveaway, Radio 1 giveaway, for anybody who may be tuning in now. At our Dunedin show at The Crown this Saturday, anybody, the first person to turn up and mention this interview, we will give their choice of a tape or CD absolutely free. So if you're listening...
That's a crazy deal.
And you want to make some plans for Saturday, come along. Get there early and you'll get a free bit of physical media.
Hell yeah.
That's amazing. I feel honoured to be part of this. I do just want to ask, like, how do you get physical media, like, done now? It seems Spotify's the first place people go, maybe Bandcamp a bit before, but what kind of process do you have to get through?
Well, I guess, like, it goes back to our, like, original thoughts of the album of being, like, quite DIY, so the art was done like by us, and then so all the CDs and tapes are done by Jeremy, and he's really passionate about all of that, and he's quite knowledgeable, one would say, about the tapes and burning on CDs and stuff, and there's a funny story to that. Like, George called up one of the uni like libraries and was like, hey, like, do you guys have a computer that we could burn like stuff on the CDs with, which is like, that's like low-key illegal, like if you phrase it like that. Obviously it's not illegal because our music that we own, but it kind of comes off as like, I want to like steal like some movies and burn them on the CDs. I like burst out loud when he phrased it like that, but yeah, no, it's all in-house, and we like doing it like that, I guess, like the DIY sort of thing.
And I think it's a real team effort between Jeremy sort of sorting the logistics and then burning them, and then Shirav did the beautiful cover art, and then Kaya cut it up and fitted it and did some of the graphic design for them as well. And so it's, I feel like every tape and CD has had some input from
each of us. And George does an individual blessing on each CD and tape. So he forgot. He's quite humble that he left himself out of it, but he does that too.
That's great. So where can someone get their hands on any of these?
Keep your eyes out, because I think this week or next week we'll have a website fully ready, and we'll start, you know, letting people purchase shirts and tapes and CDs off there. But for now, under the table, like, if you flick us a message, we could probably sort anyone out.
Yeah.
Yep. And of course, we'll have a plethora of tape CDs and t-shirts at the Crown this Saturday. So
yeah,
if you're keen, come along and you can pick some of those up there too.
Definitely. And if you want to get tickets for that gig at the Crown this Saturday, it's on undertheradar.co.nz if you want to check that out. It was great talking to you.
Oh, thanks,
Ryan. It's nice to hear homegrown, homemade music, homemade to even to the physical form. Yeah, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having us. Yeah, thanks to Radio 1 as well.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure.
Yeah, anyway, next song is going to be the one, as I've mentioned before, Betterland, the title track. Enjoy. It's been the Dropkicks.
Radio 1 91FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.